Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News Updates.
Yes.
This is the 26th of March edition.
I'm actually very excited because we haven't done updates in quite some time.
We haven't.
And they're my favourite ones to film.
They are good. We can talk about stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're not familiar, we've got a podcast now.
We do.
This will be up on podcast if you just want to listen to the audio. And then we'll link to a blog post that has like the key photos we talk about. If you prefer to do it that way and you don't want to see our trashy t-shirts and stuff that we wear and our annoying makeup and our frizzy hair.
This t-shirt was very expensive and I love it. So
it's a nice colour.
Fuck you and don't tell me what to wear.
Yeah. Anyway, if that all annoys you, feel free to just listen to the podcast.
Oh, God.
That's up to you, but we have it linked down below. Also, we hit 300,000 subscribers.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
So thank you everyone that's pressed that subscribe button.
Yeah.
We're considering doing a giveaway. We kind of didn't plan it very well. So
look, we'll
keep you updated. Okay. We'll do one. But it won't be right now.
No.
But thank you. We really appreciate
it.
Yeah,
we do. It's great. Thank you guys. All right. We're going to get into it.
Yes.
We're just going to go alphabetical.
Yeah, because there's not too much to talk about.
No.
Which is good.
Beauty Bakery. Their Cake Mix Foundation.
Which we saw months ago.
We actually saw January 2017, originally.
All right.
Yeah.
That is months ago.
It is months ago.
It's lots of months.
Lots of them. So it's Demi Matte Foundation 30 Shades. And we still don't know when it's coming. It just says coming soon. So
all right.
That's all we know for now.
Oh, well, we're getting little... It's like the Agent Carter thing. We're getting little cryptic clues.
We'll talk about that one too.
Next, actually. So, yeah. Besame, we talked on Friday about the mystery box, the Agent Carter mystery box that was released. It is the first part of another of the Agent Carter collection.
Yeah.
Their collection's actually launching the week of, I think, the 24th of April.
Mm-hmm.
But this was like a mystery box, I don't know, a month early. Whatever. We were saying that we didn't know what it was, but it was $69.95 or
something
like that,
yeah.
$70. And we've now seen a few people receive them. So these photos are from Miss Vintage Lady, which is a blog. And you can see what it is. So it's delivery for Miss Carter. Fancy. Mm-hmm. There is a gorgeous old school jewelry box. I'm going to say the details in this collection, like, Besame are the best at making legit collabs.
Yeah, I agree with you.
They are the best. They are so true to the original concept work.
Yeah.
They go above and beyond to make everything, like, good quality and really unique and interesting. They just smash it out of the park. So if you open it up, it's got, like, cool photos and a little note. And then it's three lipsticks.
These lipsticks are they're very pretty. The packaging is limited edition.
Exact replica of the iconic lipstick tube that Peggy uses in the TV show.
Yeah, so it's pretty sick. Like, yeah. I think they have done such a good job with the packaging of the lipsticks. But the shades are all existing to their range. And I think it might have just been a little, just that little bit more special if they were all like custom made, slightly different to their regular lipstick line. And again, limited edition. So that the people who did take the plunge with this particular box, they really got something special and unique to the collection.
I agree. I think limited edition packaging and a nice jewelry box, although it's very cool, you are buying it for the makeup. And if you could buy these shades individually for years and for much cheaper, But it is a cool kind of box. If you're into the TV show, you will love this. We were discussing before, we don't know many people that are that into the TV show.
No.
It's not Game of Thrones. It's not like
quite.
Cult TV show.
Yeah.
So even though they did the collection very well, I think you have to be a diehard fan of the TV show to want to invest in this box. And most people, I think, that invest in this box are diehard Besame fans.
Yes.
Or yep. vintage makeup fans.
Yeah. Which is fair.
Yeah. I just broke my dress.
Oh, no. We'll super glue it.
I'll super glue that bit. Don't worry. Nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Oh, look. You fixed it without super glue. yeah. Look, I do like this collection. I think that the box is beautiful. I think the lipsticks are beautiful. I think even the colours are beautiful. Yeah. All very wearable. But I think the one thing that made me go, aww, was the fact that the colours are already available in their original collection. And if you're a Besame fan or a vintage makeup or even lifestyle fan...
you probably have them.
There's a good chance that you've already stocked up on these. So.
Or at least one or two out of three. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, another pretty sick-looking little collection... is the Kat Von D 10th anniversary collection.
Yeah.
So, was it last week or the week before we showed a video where she had people like
vomiting gold,
rolling around in gold, getting their gold on. It was very gold. And the collection is also very gold, which we suspected.
Yeah, we also saw the concept art for this. Oh,
it's... probably over a year ago.
Yeah, over a year. Or it was sometime last year we saw it. So we saw this sort of sketchy kind of girl in the rose. So this is sort of not unexpected, but then all the sort of metal detailing is gold. They've got the Metal Crush highlighter that we've been waiting for a while. So I didn't expect this to be part of the 10-year anniversary, but it is. And it's there's stuff coming. Brush sets, travel case, looks like a palette.
Sphinx cat. Yeah. I'm going to get one of them.
There's also like gold bullet studded kiss lipsticks.
Yeah. So looks like there's an eyeliner as well, potentially her tattoo liner.
Yeah.
Maybe. I really like the artwork on the palette. That looks really cool. So... it's a thing.
That will be coming out on the 5th of May.
Mm.
My birthday. Yay.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've also got an update on her brow products. So you can see here all the shades that they're releasing. This is just like the marketing images for it. There was a little video that was shown. But we have seen the range of shades before. This is not new. Yeah. And these are brow pomades. So there's a lot of browns, but there's white, black, and then some colours. So... the theory is that you're supposed to buy a couple of them and mix them to create your perfect shade. Or if you've got bold colored brows, you can, you know, get them as well. But, you know, I still think they should have had a redhead shade.
I 100% agree with you.
Like, it kind of sucks that you'll have to buy a light brown and mix it with red just to get a sort of...
yeah, I agree with you.
Or even red and yellow and white and brown. Like, that's a lot to get a redhead shade.
Nobody wants to buy that many. Come on. Like, if you can make four
dark brown
to dark tone browns and two, like, light browns that are almost the exact same color, like, the color difference is so minimal. If you can do that, you can make... one
redhead
shade.
I agree.
At least. If you can make an almost like teal green, you can make one for natural redheads.
Yeah, I agree. But there's also brow pencils. So like...
The
fine tip ones with the, I think, spoolie on the other end. And brow powders coming as well. So they're coming on the 20th of April in the US, but they're going to be like rolled out throughout different countries at different times, as I usually do. The 24-hour super brow longwear pomade, the brow struck dimension powder, and the signature brow precision pencil. So they are coming. All right. On Friday, we talked about the La Petite palette from L'Oreal. When we filmed that, they only had four of them shown.
Yeah.
And we've since seen two more. So we've seen... a kind of cool toned one with a pop of green and a pop of dark purple. So there's that if you want mm-hmm. that. And then one that looks like it's in black and white.
It really does. When I first saw this, I was like, black and white sneak peek? Nope, just palette.
Yeah.
Gray tone palette.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why drugstore brands that always do this. It's never like...
Yeah.
Indie brands or higher end brands don't tend to do this.
Some higher end brands have done them.
All gray palettes.
Yeah.
Not, I suppose super luxury.
Yeah, like have. Super luxury. I'm talking like... Chanel and is Dior one, and stuff. Dior, yeah. But yeah, I feel like indie brands, you can rely on them not to do this to you. So it's,
for a good reason. Yeah. But the green one's called Feminist, and the black and white one is called Fetishist.
Stop it.
No, stop. I'm out.
All right, Lunatic Cosmetic Labs. So, we did show an image of the Vampira or Vampira palette. How do we say it? Vampira?
It depends. Vampira. Look, I did a review of the Vampira coloured Kat Von D lipstick, and yep. there was someone that was trying to school me that it's Vampira, and then I'm like, well, actually, if you look it up, it's from a TV show, and it's called Vampira. It is what it is. We're not going to get it right, so we may as well say it both.
Okay, good. Yep. So the Vampira Vampira collection or palette,
yep.
We did show an image of it, but we weren't able to discuss it because we didn't know what it looked like at the time of filming. Retails for $35 US and it is a 5-pan, wait for it, mostly cool tone palette.
Yes, I know, definitely. There's one shade that's like warm.
Yep.
And I reckon these are really nice shades. Like if you're going to go for a smoky kind of cool toned, these are kind of colors you want. Okay, granted, the two light shades, I could have put in like a more of a matte dark shade in there instead.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, and I think it probably is quite, I don't know if it's true to the reference,
yeah,
but I think you can create some really cool looks using it. Very wearable looks. You can kind of punch it up to make it quite vampy looks. The packaging looks fab. I love the coffin and the image they chose and the black and white. I just think it looks really cool. So, there. If you're into it, go for it.
Okay. So, we have something here that is potentially an update for Manny MUA's brand.
Yeah.
Which we haven't seen anything from yet. But there was an image posted on Instagram. His brother, Nick, took a selfie. And people are wondering if the eyeshadow palette in front of him is
from Manny MUA.
From Manny.
I reckon if it is the case, it is definitely there for a reason.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a sneaky peek.
Mm.
I also think it's quite funny because, I haven't looked at his account, so I haven't seen what he wrote about it, but, it's almost like he's on Tinder and someone's like, prove that you're Manny MUA's brother.
Yes.
And they're like, all right, I'll take a selfie amongst his makeup mess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so, but I think it's a strategic thing.
Yeah.
So, oh, well, the colours, they look interesting. Look, I'm going to say, pops a colour. You got a bright yellow, a bright pink. You got a nice-looking burgundy. These are sort of like where the summer eyeshadows are going at the moment. They're all going into the pinks rather than the reds and the oranges.
Yeah.
And I think this is sort of... if it's released soon, it's kind of on trend right now. So we'll see. All right, we've got an update on the Melt stack that we talked about last week and the week before and the something, something, something. So this is the baby doll? Baby girl?
Baby girl.
So it has been delayed. So no longer coming out the 23rd of March like we said it would on Friday. So it's coming next month, so don't know when, but it is... sort of around the time of their 5-year anniversary event. Yeah, so
they said it'll be an early 5-year anniversary event.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Milk Makeup have released a new tattoo stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Or two new tattoo stamps. Because
they had Star and Heart?
I think they had Star and Heart. Now they have Moon and Cross.
Mm-hmm.
So these are $12 each at Milk Makeup. People are still saying the Crayola ones are better. I kind of feel you on that.
Yeah. I remember those. I remember the eye.
Oh, they're so good.
They're so good. I want so the exclamation good. Point.
I love them. Maybe we should see if we can find these and see how many stamps we can do over a full body.
A full body? That's ambitious. Yeah. All right.
We can be busy with that.
Yeah. All right. We've got another look at the Makeup Forever Glitzy Palette. Mm-hmm. So, once again, we're not 100% sure what this is. We do think it's just a face palette. So it's got the step one highlight, step two sculpt, step three blush,
and step four glitz.
Yeah, and glitz. So I don't know if that's eyeshadows or if that is just toppers, but not many people are very impressed by this. Well, a lot of people saying the girl in the image, like,
she looks as impressed as we are.
That's what they're feeling.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh God, I got out of bed for this.
Again, fuck.
Oh, it looks like someone's been doing beauty news too long.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right, that is updates done and dusted. Mm. Super quick.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Punchy. To the point, we've updated you. Is there anything to update you else on? Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
If you want to download it as a podcast, it's probably too late now.
Yeah.
By the time you've watched this all the way through. But if you have downloaded it on the podcast, thank you. Also, we are in the process of trying to get it on, like, iTunes and all those kind of things.
iTunes approval. Makes it a little bit difficult.
Well, there's approval processes and stuff that we're going through. Yeah. So, you know, we're working on it.
Yes, we are.
We're working on it. So, we'll see you guys in the next one.
Bye. Bye.